I was thinking back to when we've done pro reviews before, and obviously you were involved in one or two transfers yourself over the years. And Thiago, for example, it might well have moved from when we record this to when it goes out, but with that, for instance, it's been touted round for a while that Liverpool are interested, that he might move to Anfield, all the rest of it. And there's like this constant burning, like, get it done, make it happen, get it done. And so I wanted to get you on what it's actually like inside the world of a transfer compared to what it's like outside. So, because it sounds like it can be quite complicated. Like, I seem to remember you were halfway down the motorway once, weren't you? You had to turn around and things like that.
I think with the Thiago one, I think everyone wants to get it done, but we're forgetting they're still in the Champions League. So it's not going to get done.
Yeah.
So everyone's wanting this rush of sign Thiago. It won't happen. It won't happen until he's finished his football and says, right, now I'm finished. He hasn't even come out yet, which is a sign as well. He wants out because he said he wants a new challenge, but he hasn't come out and denied anything, has he? He's not really said, listen, I'll wait until this period. So there'll be things happening behind the scenes now where negotiations will be going on with the agent and the club and talking about wages. And the club will be trying to work the price out of the transfer fee off the back of the wages as well, because everyone goes, right, he's 30 million quid. He's not 30 million quid. He's really 60, 70 million quid when you put all his wages into it as well. So the club have to work that out as well. That's where transfers become more complicated, is that fans forget that it's a whole package. It's not just that fee. You look at Timo Werner, and he was going linked with Liverpool. It wasn't 70 million. When you think of his wages on top of that, realistically, it was a £150 million deal. So that's why sometimes deals do fall through, but the fans can never get their head around. Why can't we afford 70 million? Well, it's not just the 70, it's the wages as well. Mm. There's lots to be done behind the scenes, though. It's more complicated in a way because, obviously, Bayern Munich hold all the cards. Mm. They don't have to sell. I know he's saying I want to move, but if they don't get the right figure and they can't get someone in for a decent price, then they're not going to sell, are they? So they won't be held to ransom. They're in a good position as well, Bayern Munich. They're a strong club at the moment. People want to join them. People want to move there. So they've not probably been hit financially by COVID as many clubs have.